Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to your local radio station for the good stuff. We appreciate it. We're Mike and Kim Burge, and I know the radio station appreciates you listening as well. A little word from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. While they invite you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills, maybe it's the National Niobrara Scenic River. Yep, it is number one in river adventures in the Midwest. Tubes, kayaks, canoes, top 10 in the USA according to Backpack Magazine. Check it all out by going to visitvalentine.org. That is one of the hidden gems of the Sandhills.
I have a piece coming up called 57 cents.
57 cents. That would leave like 43 cents left in a dollar. I did that good, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You were pretty fast.
Tell us about Tri-State Livestock News.
I'd be honored. Local, national, and international livestock industry news. Livestock auction reports. Award-winning columnists. You know who I'm talking about. It's Tri-State Livestock News. But if you haven't subscribed yet, you need to today. You go to tsln.com, and that's where you subscribe. But while you're there, check out the latest stories, the sales reports, and the updates. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
All right. Tell me about 57 cents.
This is a true story.
All right. Better yet.
We'll see how it comes out. A sobbing little girl stood near a small church from which she had been turned away because it was too crowded. "I can't go to Sunday school," she sobbed to the pastor as he walked by. Seeing her shabby, unkempt appearance, the pastor guessed the reason and, taking her by her hand, took her inside and found a place for her in the Sunday school class. The child was so happy that they found room for her, but she went to bed that night thinking of the children who have no place to worship Jesus. Some 2 years later, the child lay dead in one of the poor tenement buildings. The parents called the kind-hearted pastor who had befriended their daughter to handle the final arrangements. As her poor little body was being moved, a worn and crumpled purse was found, which seemed to have been rummaged from some trash dump. Inside was found 57 cents and a note scribbled in childish handwriting, which read, "This is to help build the little church bigger so more children can go to Sunday school." For 2 years, she had saved for this offering of love. When the pastor tearfully read that note, he knew instantly what he would do. Carrying this note and the cracked red pocketbook to the pulpit, he told the story of her unselfish love and devotion. He challenged his deacons to get busy, raise enough money for a larger building. But the story does not end there. A newspaper picked up on the story and published it. That story was read by a realtor who offered them a parcel of land worth many thousands. When the realtor was told that the church could not pay so much, he offered to sell it for 57 cents. Church members made large donations. Checks came from far and wide. Within 5 years, the little girl's gift had increased to $250,000, a huge sum for that time in the early 1900s. Her unselfish love had paid large dividends. When you are in the city of Philadelphia, look up Temple Baptist Church with a seating capacity of 3,300. And look up Temple University, where hundreds of students are trained. Have a look, too, at the Good Samaritan Hospital. And look at the Sunday school building that houses hundreds for Sunday school so that no child in the area will ever need to be left outside during Sunday school time. In one of the rooms of this building, you will see the picture of the sweet-faced little girl whose 57 cents, so sacrificially saved, made such remarkable history. Alongside of her picture is a portrait of her kind pastor, Dr. Russell H. Conwell, author of the book, Acres of Diamonds.
So how do you eat an elephant?
A bite at a time.
That's right. So there they go. The little girl got everything started.
She certainly did.
So Queen Victoria, it wasn't herself a typical Victoria. She was neither stuffy nor reserved. She liked to drink, and she put up with open drunkenness in her court. A few years after the death of her husband, Albert, she took up with John Brown, a Scottish servant who lived in the palace. So Queen Victoria, interesting enough. A little bit of historical myth information for you here.
On the good stuff.